brothers and the folks, the lovers of the dope. Experiment to discover hope, scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. When the rock started to the voice of a martyr, why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house, it's all our culture. Every day we hustling, trying to get them customers. Law, we ain't trusting them. Thick bras, we lusting them. Sick and tired of punching it. I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think I'm touching them. Unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. The people said that I was sharp on TV at the Grammys. Though they tried to get the IP, got backstage and I bumped into Stevie. That's what nobody wants.
Larry Haynes Gardner, right now you're listening on www.wvoiceradio.com. You are listening to the sounds of the people by Comet. That is now going to be my introduction. Music until I get bored with it. So, excuse me right now. At this particular point in time, if you're listening on www.voiceradio.com, it's hot. It's hot on this May. This is pre-Memorial Day. Well, not pre-Memorial Day, but pre-Memorial, whatever it is. It is May 21st, 2000. 21, and you can call in at 216-772-0500. Last week, I had a phone interview with none other than the Democratic Congressional District 11 candidate, Chantel Brown, who was also the Cuyahoga County Democratic rep. It is kind of cool in this studio, and first of all, I got to give a couple of shouts out. Shout out to everybody that's going to prom, having a prom walk. If you are a person that's going to prom, and especially since last year that there was nothing happening, then shout out to all the seniors that are graduating the class of 2021. And I got to give a couple of shout outs. First of all, shout out, happy birthday to one of my favorite people, Deanna Moore Taylor. Hope you and Mr. are having a great time on your birthday. Or just rest and do whatever you like. Second of all, I would like to shout out the line dance king, Robert Johnson. Mr. Robert Johnson received the award for the at the Greatest R&B Legends Award this past Saturday at the Civic over there at Severance. The Civic over there in Mayfield Heights and this near Mayfield Heights, so the Civic Center. So if you were there and saw me there at the Greatest R&B Legend Showcase, what's up, Mary Trevisano? How you doing? Again, you can holler at me at 216-772-0500. This show is sponsored by the Adams Board of Greater Cleveland and also Ohio City Barbecue. It gets it like Ohio City Barbecue tastes so good, man, you want to slap your daddy. I'm not saying mama. I changed the commercial. So, yeah. All right. First of all, let me get some stuff out the way. Now, we all know that I'm just going to talk about this Vax-a-Million. Now, for those of you who don't know about the Vax-a-Million is the drawing that Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio sent out. If you were vaccinated by either Moderna, Pfizer, or the Johnson & Johnson, whatever, you know, then you can go get into this drawing. It's www, I guess it's vaxamillion.com. You can pull it up on Google. Vaxamillion is this. Vaxamillion is where you can put in a drawing for, and I hate to say this like that, you can put in a drawing for $1 million if you are vaccinated. That means this. You can get vaccinated. You can have the vaccine. You can get vaccinated. And excuse me. You can get vaccinated. $5. Now, here's the thing. It's only five. There's only six names are going to get drawn. Meanwhile, the government, Mike DeWine decides to cut off the federal government funding of the PUA. That was the extra $300 people was getting for filing unemployment to get people back to work, because right now everything is going to be opening up June 2nd. And if you're not wearing a mask, or if you're wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, then you can actually go in some places without masks, like CVS. If you don't have to go into a mask anymore at these places. Trader Joe's, Target, CVS, Walmart, major retailers. Now, some people will still require you to wear a mask when you go into certain places. Now, I know people don't like to wear masks or whatever, but it protects the vaccinated people from the non-vaccinated people, because we still have people that were not vaccinated. Me, of course, I'm vaccinated. I got the Pfizer. I'm just letting everybody know, and yeah, I got the card or whatever. But here's the crazy part. Instead of just giving, everybody who's vaccinated or not vaccinated, just why are you taking away the PUA that the federal government is giving you here in the state of Ohio? I just don't understand it. But you can get into this $1 million drawing. By the way, guess the drawing is going to happen if you register now, because they open up the floodgates. Now everybody wants to, want to be a millionaire, blah, blah, blah. You have to, even if you were vaccinated, you had to register for it. You have to opt into it. So here's the thing. The drawing is going to happen May 26th. I don't know what time it's going to happen, but the drawing is going to happen May 26th. If I win that million, you're not going to see me May 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. I probably won't be on there for a month. I'm being honest. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, you have up until the 26th of May to register. 216-772-0500 is the number to call in. And the thing about it is, you can still do the vaccination or whatever. Now, let's get back to what's going on overseas between Israel and Palestine. This is one of my top things. Israel has been like the USA's little brother, and they always get into fights, and they want us to bail them out. I'm actually sick of Israel always doing stuff like this. And the reason why I'm sick of Israel doing stuff like this is because it is. I'm sick and tired of Israel pulling stuff like this because of one thing and one thing only. This doesn't make any sense to fight over religion, land, whatever they're fighting over, a stub toe. And there are children involved. Now, usually I try to stay the international stuff I try to stay away from. But the thing about it is that I saw something that broke my heart. I saw a child, a 10-year-old girl, talking about, I'm just 10. We're children. They didn't ask for this war. They didn't ask for Israel and Palestine to keep fighting and fighting over and over again. But it happened because, I don't know what started it off. We got a whole bunch of stuff over here in America that we need to take care of. We still got systemic racism. We still got other people getting shot and killed. And by the way, everybody's mad about, every African American person is mad about the Asian bill, the Asian hate crime bill. I mean, the thing about it is we need to form a super PAC to get this stuff going, because they don't care about us. You already know that sometimes it doesn't care about us. And the thing about it is everybody's mad at the Asians for getting theirs. Listen, black people, black folks, our folks, we got to get our own stuff in order. We got to get our own stuff in order. And the reason why I say we had to get our own stuff in order is because we haven't done it. I mean, the thing about it is, you can't, and people are looking at the ridicule that we face in the streets when we shoot and kill each other. And we talk about, and every race, and let's back up for a little bit, every single race shoots and kill each other because you live in your own neighborhood. But they make an emphasis on black-on-black crime, which I hate that damn. damn term. I always hated that term, and I will always hate that term, because nobody talks about Asian on Asian crime, white on white crime, you know, Latino on Latino crime, you know, the crime against not ordering sour cream with your chipotle, that particular reason. But, you know, on seriousness, you can't have all this crazy stuff without giving African-American people, you know, what they want with the hate crimes. Usually the problem is that the hate crime is coming from the police. That's where the hate crime comes in from. It's from unarmed black people getting killed by police officers. So hopefully it'll be done. And second of all, and everybody's trying to compare, well, Biden's first 100 days. Listen, the former jerk that was in office at this particular point in time, the former jerk in the White House that was in office this particular point in time, didn't do really nothing in his first 100 days except getting protested at and things of that nature. Got a couple of emails coming in, couple of messages coming in, you know, things of that nature. But we have to focus on what we're supposed to be doing as a country, as a people, and in our communities. And I hate to say that, but like in our communities, for our families, surrounding our communities. Now, if you heard about what happened in, bring this up. If you heard about what happened in the a couple of articles, you heard that Barack Obama, the 44th president, you know, sometimes he swayed not to criticize number 45, which is Trump. Now, I'm going to share something with you. And this is an email coming up right now in Black America Web. In Black America Web, it said that a new book reveals Barack Obama called Trump a lunatic and I'm going to say this, and EP, the show host, is on the ones and twos, so how you want to handle it? Barack Obama called Donald Trump a lunatic and a corrupt motherfucker. Now, wait a minute, hold on. He said this to speaking to a board members. I mean, the thing about it is, his scorn for Trump was no secret. Remember, Trump brought off the birth certificate thing saying that Barack was not born in this country before Trump ran to be president of the United States. So, I mean, he said, during the transition. Now, remember, Obama served his full 8 years, meaning his 2 terms was up. So when Trump was elected to office, he didn't beat Obama. It was just time for Barack to go. Everybody knew that. Well, except for the Trump supporters. It's like, well, he would have beat Barack Obama if we'd have ran against Obama. Shut that dumbass bullshit up. Just saying. Just shut that up. Trump would have got, the orange one would have got trounced by Obama. And everybody knows that the one thing that Trump hates, besides losing, is losing to a black man. So, yeah. So, the transition team, this is where the article gets real, real juicy. The transition team between Trump and Obama is like Obama was showing Trump around, and Obama said that Trump did not have any idea what to do with every single thing. And why do I bring this situation up back in the past? Is because one of those things was the pandemic playbook. How to handle a pandemic, as President Barack Obama had put it in somewhere in the Oval Office, giving Trump the ways to handle this coronavirus. Because in 2015, Barack Obama said we need to sign a bill in Congress and the Senate just in case it won't be, when we have a war, it will not be by bombs or nuclear. The nukes are coming. They say, we're saying that back in the 80s. It will be chemical warfare. And one of those things was spreading a disease that could cripple the country. What did COVID-19 do? Yeah. Even though you got a lot of money from the PPP and EDL, whatever the hell, or PUA, or stimulus, or stimmies, or whatever, a lot of stuff was shut down because Trump didn't handle this pandemic the correct way. So, for all those people that are mad that the waiters and waitresses are not going to take $4.50 an hour with somebody eating a whole bunch of food and getting a $2 tip, and they not coming back to work, you can blame your, you can blame the person that you voted for. Blame the Donald, because that play, that pandemic playbook was in the Oval Office, and Trump was either too arrogant or too stupid to read it. That's why he, Trump, and he called him a lunatic, crazy, corrupt mother. All Obama, well, everybody was like, where was this Barack Obama 4 years ago when Trump took office? Obama was trying to be cool. But in the book, there's also a Netflix series that's going to be coming out with satire, with realness, with Barack and Michelle Obama, talking about the transition, giving the stuff over to the whore and the whoress, which would be Donald and Melania Trump. And I say with kind, I say the whore and the whoress with kind words. They're both whores. They are. There's some horror. Like, made me drop my phone. Made me drop my phone saying that. I mean, they are. There's some horrible people. Whole damn family's horrible. And the thing about it is, yes, Mary, Trump didn't listen. He doesn't listen. Unless it's his own voice, Trump will never listen to anybody. Let's just be real talk about this. Anybody else that's listening, Trump's not going to listen to anybody. But as far as the, and the thing is that I warned people about him 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. Then we had to suffer through this crap. It's like taking a long dump. You just want it to end. We took a 4 year long, Trump took a 4 year long dump on all our heads in America while he was president. And people still wanted to vote for him. Y'all did turn into domestic terrorists to keep this man in office. Wanted to stop Biden from getting in. Why? What is the appeal? By the way, Rudy Giuliani, Trump's former attorney, the guy that he didn't pay, well, a whole bunch of people he didn't pay, is, how can I put it to you like this? As the New York State Department, the law enforcement department has seized, I think, 13 to 20 devices, electronic devices, on the recording between him and Trump's conversation. And Trump is, they're working on an indictment. Look for an indictment sometime by midsummer against Trump about his taxes. And this is not going to be civil. It's going to be criminal. And people are saying, well, why focus on Trump? He's not in office anymore. Why don't you just leave him alone? You think they're going to leave you? But everybody's talking about, well, that if you got that 20 grand and you want housing, you get that PPP load, then you going to get indicted. Why shouldn't he be indicted? Why shouldn't he go to jail? Why shouldn't he lose his freedom? He conned a whole bunch of people. Why shouldn't he lose his freedom? I don't know. Why shouldn't he lose his freedom? Weird. Weirdo. Some people are just like, you know, just stop. Stop. Shut the hell up. I don't want to hear it. Here's the reason why I said it. It's because the simple fact of the matter is that, and it's like, we suffered through this for 4 years. I want to see him go to jail. The orange is the new orange, and I want him to see to wear orange in that county jumpsuit. No more slick suits that you done stepped the back on construction workers that built them gaudy, god-awful, ugly-ass casinos of yours with your name lighted up in red and blue lights. Somebody said the Trump Hotel was nice. I would never be in there. Ever. before I go into a Trump hotel. I would, actually. But even if, unless it got too cold, I would just be like, y'all put me in the lobby. I don't want to go in the room. Because it's probably dirt, nasty, disgusting anyway. Just like him. And you have no scruples or morals, then the problem is that you're dealing with somebody that doesn't care about society or himself. So, we're going to go into break right about now. When I come back, I'm going to talk about more of the greatest R&B legends. Speaking of the greatest R&B legends, this is, if you're listening at www.voiceofradio.com, this is Ebonese Bird, and she got an award. Shout out to her. Shout out to Dennis Cass. It's you. We'll be right back with another edition of Headlines and Headaches. Thank you, Mary. And thank you, Carmen. We'll be right back.
How do you do that? Control what my mind wants. I'm all in. Got me feeling like we're so meant to be. We're so meant. It's you. Boy, it's you. How do you do that? What you do? No one's ever done that to me. Boy, it's you. Boy, it's you. Something about you. Something about you. Create a scene. Capture the moment. Seeing you face to face. Both of our eyes taking in all of this love, this love, this love. Infatuation. Your eyes tell me everything I need to know. I hope this night won't end. It's you. Boy, it's you. How do you do that? What you do, no one's ever done that to me. Boy, it's you. Boy, it's you. Something about you. Something about you.
Overdose deaths in Cuyahoga County. It is now found in powdered cocaine, crack cocaine, meth, and heroin. Any drug may contain fentanyl. If you use drugs, never use alone and carry Narcan in case of overdose. Call the Adams Board 24-hour addiction and mental health crisis hotline at 216-623-6888. If you're ready for help, that's 216-623-6888. Share this message and save lives. This message brought to you by the Adams Board of Cuyahoga County.
Hi, I'm Lillian Piles.
And I'm Harry Boomer.
Join us every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be covering all aspects of theater, film, and the performing arts right here from Northeast Ohio.
We will also tell you about what national major productions are coming to town. Don't miss Backstage with Lillian Piles and Harry Boomer every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on VoiceHitRadio.com.
Hello, this is Dolores Gray, host of The Queen's Court. Fentanyl is the leading cause of drug overdose deaths in Cuyahoga County. It is now found in powder cocaine, crack cocaine, meth, and heroin. Any drug may contain fentanyl. If you use drugs, never use alone, and carry Narcan in case of overdose. Call the Adams Board 24-Hour Addiction and Mental Health Crisis Hotline at 216-623-6888. If you are ready for help, that's 216-623-6888. Share this message and save lives. This message is brought to you by the Adams Board of Cuyahoga County.
Hello, this is Zulma Zavala, President and CEO for East End Neighborhood House, and I host your weekly East End Neighborhood wrap-up show here on Voice It Radio from 2 to 3 p.m. every Friday. Tune in.
Here at Voice It Radio, we need a quality printing service. So for superior quality printing and great customer service, there is only one place to go, and that's Groovy Print. Groovy Print is the perfect printing company for the entrepreneur and small business owner. Groovy Print provides free UPS ground shipping anywhere in the USA. If you need small print orders under 500 units, yard signs, banners, and more, Groovy Print has you covered. Visit the website at grooveprint.com today or call 216-240-3553. Once again, that's GRUVYPRINT.com or call 216-240-3553.
Hi, this is Queen Elder Jacqueline Swales Goodrum. Tune in to Daughters of the Nile every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at voicedradio.com.
Yo, this is Dr. Dre from Yo on TV Raps Today. You're listening to Voice Hit Radio right here. Check it out.
Eat 'em up, 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 eat 'em up.
Whether you're a Clevelander by birth or choice, sizzle on down to Ohio City Barbecue and taste our award-winning ribs, pulled pork, and tender brisket, located at 3829 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. For all your barbecue needs, catering, or delivery, give us a call at 216-417-5987.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama.
Hey, this is Dolores. Tune in to The Queen's Court every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on voiceitradio.com.
What's poppin', y'all? This your girl, Miss Smoke, and you know I'm tuned in with Voice It Radio.
Yeah, it's Big 40, man. I'm always tuned in to Voice It Radio.
What's poppin'? It's your girl, Uzi Susie, and I'm tuned in to Voice It Radio.
It's your player, partner, Fang.
What up, man? It's your boy, Big Kev.
What's going on, man? It's 55 Badge.
What's going on? It's your favorite host, Twine Soap.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Chris Frank.
Yo, for real, though, it's your girl, Miss BJ, and I'm tuned in to Voice It Radio.
What's poppin'? It's your boy, TZ from the Clear. Motion Picture Gang of Don't Bang, and you are listening to Voice It Radio.
It's Artazar, and you are now tuned in to Voice It Radio.
What up with it? It's your boy, Q Nice, man.
What's poppin'? It's your girl, Jesse Jets, and I'm here, and I'm always tuned in to Voice It Radio.
What's going on? This is your brother, Bashir Jones, and you are tuned in to VoiceItRadio.com.
Hey, baby, what you doing? Put some clothes on. Let's get into it. Some dinner. Maybe a movie. Let's do what you like. You know you're choosing. Put that dress on. One that makes you get it.
You know which one I'm talking about, baby.
I don't be long. Traffic's moving steady. Babe, are you ready? Come.
I'm on my way.
www.voiceofradio.com, headlines and headaches. Yeah, I like that song. You heard me singing it. I can sing. I can sing. But let me talk about the greatest R&B legends. I know some people was like, if you was there, first of all, shout out for you staying until the end. epic. I know people say we was a little bit too long. Like, listen, how many times you watched the Academy Awards and they went over, or the Oscars or the whatever, the Golden Globes or whatever? Sometimes when you have to deal with certain situations, as far as the pandemic, you have to deal with a little bit of slow production. You know, that those are the breaks of dealing with, I'm not going to put it like this. Sometimes it's just dealing with, you know, what's going on. But overall, we got awarded. First of all, shout out to Kevin MC Chillhurt, MC Chill hosting it. Shout out to everybody else hosting it. Shout out to the people that came out. Shout out to my friend Sabrina and Miss Sunshine Boyer for also coming out. Shout out to everybody that came out and supported. And then, of course, Voice of Radio. Silver B was in the building.
What my award at, Larry?
I don't know. E, you got to ask.
When I'm going to get one? I want to know. What my award at?
Okay, you got to ask Dennis Cash.
Put the whole city on, man. What my award?
I mean, you got something from the Urban League a couple of months ago as far as the Census Bureau.
Who? Oh, yeah, I recognize for helping the census.
Right, yeah, you got it, but, you know, okay. You talking about, like, actual award shows getting an award.
I mean, I think I did enough. Maybe not. Maybe I got to do some more, man. I don't know.
I'll give you a, but it was the greatest R&B legends, more. A little. It was R&B. Mm-hmm. I mean, was you up there?
The Sound Man got an award. I guess he make the sound, Grandma, I guess.
Okay, let me explain something.
What you call it, Lion Dance King, he lion dance.
But he'll lion, but okay, Rob Johnson, you go,
yeah,
like, okay.
He don't sing.
Okay.
Kevin Hurd don't sing, he hip-hop.
Hey, Kevin Hurd was hosting.
He didn't get an award.
He didn't get an award.
He alone with me then.
Okay, he along with you. So he has the same gripe you got.
I played a lot of R&B.
Let's break it down for everybody. Like, EP won an award for Voice of Radio. I understand that. I want an award for this show.
Yeah, where your award at? You.
I'm mad. I've been nominated. Like, listen, I've been nominated.
Right.
A couple of times, yeah. At a couple of award shows, but I ain't won jack.
Right, now, I got nominated too. I don't understand why I ain't win yet, though.
Right. You know. It is. Okay. So, in my former past life, don't get upset about this. I'm going to give you a synopsis. Now, everybody knows that I used to be with Cake Boy, Cake Girl, INC, the original. I don't know what the new one is or whatever.
What your Cake Boy award?
Well, we won an Ohio Hip Hop Award for Best Entertainment Group. But we won it as a group.
Yeah.
I think there's a picture of Archive Me, a picture somewhere, having that OHAA award. And we won that. We were nominated the year before, and then we won it the year, like what, 2012? I don't know when to remember. As long as it was around. Like, I was like, I know it was before my son was born. My son was born in 2012. I think it was 2011. 2010 we was nominated, but we ain't win. Yeah, I mean, then in 20, I mean, the crazy part about it is, like, we was in a meeting, we found out we won the award because they had it on Saturday. We had a meeting on Saturday and found out we won it. A couple of people went to Columbus, so brought it back to the fam. But as individual awards, you know, people have been recognized. You know, sometimes when you don't get anything, the thing about it is, like, it's the work, it's important. You know, it's like Dan Marino. I don't care if I didn't win a Super Bowl. You're a lie. You wanted to win a Super Bowl. Mad at you on my time.
Why you play to win a Super Bowl?
Right. Why you play? You play
to win.
What did Herman Edwards say when he was coach of the Jets? You play to win the game. You play to win a game. That's what you do. You play to win the game. You think the Browns making all these improvements in defense and stuff like that because they want to lose to Kansas City again? No. They were 5 points away from knocking off the ex-world champs. And then Kansas City, guess what Kansas City does? They go and they get beat by the new, now say the New England Buccaneers. I'm about to say no, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got beat by Tom Brady. That's who they got beat by. They got beat by Tom. That KC got beat by Tom Brady. So the Browns like, we need to be faster to keep up with the KC people because we want to see the Buccaneer people or whoever people, whatever people that's coming up. That's good. That we gonna have to face. Period. So yeah, you gonna we got to do that. But here's the crazy part. Everybody mad because, y'all should trade for this quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, he don't want to come in. And y'all should trade for Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson in a whole heap ass of trouble. 22 when you have 22 accusations of sexual harassment by 22 different women. And before, and a month before, even though you say this is a conspiracy, a month before you wanted to be traded to another team, you might not play at all this year. We ain't talking about, oh, you just going to sit out a couple of games. No. Kareem Hunt, you know, the Browns running back, when he was with KC, got caught in the offseason kicking abroad downtown Cleveland. And he not only got cut, he got suspended late. When he came to the Browns, when John Dorsey brought him into the Browns, guess what happened? Oh, you got to sit 8 games, bruh. You can play in the preseason, but the regular season, you got to sit 8 games. So we ain't had the 1-2 punch until 8 games in the season. And then when we had him for a whole season, we got to the playoffs. So now we got him for a full whole season with the same head coach. We got to change head coaches, just player personnel. It's easy to change player personnel than head coaches, because head coaches bring in their own head coaches, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, and their own system. So look out for the Browns in 2021. Speaking of sports, the LA Lakers beat the Golden State Warriors in that play-in bubble game to be on top of seeding. LeBron James hit the game-winning three-point shot, falling away. I don't know how. Over Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Steve Kerr, and the Golden State Warriors peanut vendor to hit the winning 3-point shot to go. So hopefully we'll see them.
I haven't even paying attention, man. How does that work? This tournament.
It's a play-in game. It's the play-in tournament game is like this. If you're tied for a seat, a seating, like they were tied for the 7th seed. Whoever wins that game plays. The number one seed right now is Utah. The number two seed is Phoenix. So whoever loses that game is the 8th seed. Whoever wins that game is the 7th seed. So, and how did the Lakers become a 7th seed and the world champs got LeBron and AD? Because both of them were hurt. You got a whole bunch of substitute teachers trying to fill in for a future Hall of Famer and a guy that's going to be on the Hall of Fame, probably on the first ballot when he retires, and LeBron James. Then you like struggling down the stretch. So it is what it is. As far as I'm concerned, as far as what's going on with everything that's happening right now, there's going to be a lot of shifting in the universe. Now, we already know that the congressional district races and other city council seats are up for grabs, every last one of them. And I got to give a shout-out to Councilwoman Jasmine Santana, Award 14, of getting the leadership positions to be the majority whip in city council. We already lost Phyllis Cleveland because she decided to retire, and Dolores Gray, not the one here, but she had her on the show here. Shout out to that. But has taken her place. Now she has to run for election because there's so many people running in Ward 5, Ward 4, Ward 3, Ward 4. Like, a lot of candidates will come here to be interviewed by me. It is your choice to vote, especially here in Cleveland, because they mean that there's going to be some new blood in city council. And since Frank Jackson is no longer running for mayor of Cleveland, there is going to be a new mayor. So it's your choice who you want to lead the city of Cleveland, Clevelanders. Now, as far as the rest of the world, Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta, she is not seeking re-election. I guess she's tired. So you're going to decide who's going to be your mayor in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. And shout out to my relatives, Eric and Lydia, living in Atlanta. Y'all know y'all got to go to vote. Y'all don't go vote, you know I'm going to be on you. Don't come out here to visit. If you ain't vote, I might be on you. So the main thing is that Mayor Jackson here in Cleveland is no longer running. So we're going to have viable candidates. You know, if you know the names, Kevin Kelly, Bashir Jones, Justin Bibb, Zach Reed, Latoya Witcher, new candidates, Anthony Lee Wilson, and I don't know, Dennis Kucinich is talking about running. I don't know if that's true or not. Sandra Williams is running. So you have two African-American women, you have African-American men, you have a whole bunch of people who have been in politics before, you have some newcomers, you have a lot of people running for these seats. The question is for you, the public, John Q. Public, what are you going to do as far as who you're going to vote for? The primaries are in September. Now, the congressional race, when Marshall Fudge is left for HUD, you have you just heard my last interview via phone with Chantel Brown. You have Chantel, Nina Turner, Jeff Johnson, John Barnes. And that race is to be represented in Washington for District 11. So you have a whole bunch of those races. You know, Laverne Gore, you have other people that are running. Tariq Shabazz, Latif Shabazz. Some guy in shape, I forget it, his name escapes me, it'll come back. But the thing about it is you have to decide who you want representing you as a people. So it's always something that's going to happen. Now, other events that are going to be coming into the particular area, and I just want to say that, by the way, there's a prom walk down in on Rockside Road. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff coming. So there is and it's summer, so a lot of stuff is going to get open. And shout out to there's an event at the African American Museum. Pretty much from the artist Aman Kingley, a.k.a. Suave Gotti, along with my man Ronnie B. That is Saturday, June 12th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's June 12th. Of course, I got to shout out somebody else. My girl Candy Marie. There's going to be an event that's going to on Kinsman Road, Sunday, May 23rd, 13512 Kinsman Road. I'm going to take a break and listen to one of my favorite groups that was honored, the late, great Nina Creaky. And she was a part of this group, one of the girls that was LaVert Travail Productions. That is Do The What by one of the girls. We'll be right back with the last segment of Headlines Headaches on VoiceOfRadio.com. Peace.
Yeah. this is Dr. Dre from Yo MTV Raps Today. You're listening to Voice Hit Radio right here. Check it out.
Eat 'em up.
Whether you're a Clevelander by birth or choice, sizzle on down to Ohio City Barbecue and taste our award-winning ribs, pulled pork, and tender brisket located at 3829 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. For all your barbecue needs, catering, or delivery, give us a call at 216-417-5987.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama.
Hey, this is Dolores. Tune in to the Queen's Court every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VoiceItRadio.com.
What's poppin', y'all? This your girl, Miss Smoke, and you know I'm tuned in with Voice It Radio.
Yeah, it's Big 40, man. I'm always tuned in to Voice It Radio.
What's poppin'? It's your girl, Uzi Susie, and I'm tuned in to Voice It Radio.
It's your player, partner, Fang.
What up, man? It's your boy, Big Kev.
What's going on, man? It's 55 Bags.
What's going on? It's your favorite host, Twine So.
What up? It's your boy, Chris Frank.
Yo, for real, though, it's your girl, Miss BJ, and I'm tuned in to Voice It Radio.
What's poppin'? It's your boy, TZ from the Clear. Motion Picture Ganger, don't bang, and you all listening to Voice It Radio.
It's Arta Czar, and you are now tuned in to Voice It Radio.
What up with it? It's your boy, Q Nice, man.
What's poppin'? It's your girl, Jesse Jets, and I'm here, and I'm always tuned in to Voice It Radio.
www.voiceradio.com with Date Night. Shout out to Dave Tolliver for getting honored and the thing about it is that when you get honored, you must show up. So EP, I'm going to throw these people to the lions. The lions. And this is only but goody for real. The people I'm going to throw into the lions are going to be the three other cops that were charged in George Floyd's killing. The other three ex-cops. Forget it. Derek Chauvin's already dead, but his buddy's about to join him. First, we got Thomas Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Chu Tao. Yes, these are the three cops that held George Floyd down while Derek Chauvin had his knee on his neck. Hey, Derek, your three punk buddies about to join you in hell. Kill all three of these punks. Thou, Kang, and Lane. They sound like a treat for the lions. Claws and teeth time. Claws and teeth time for my lions. Attack, attack, attack. Those are the three other men. Their trial has been delayed, but the eating and the killing for them has not been. Lions, ate them all. I ain't fed them in a while, so they already are full. They should be full. Yes, they are. Yes. And the thing about it is, Two Towers like China. Like, I don't know, he's Asian, so 9 times out of 10, if the lions ate him, they'll probably be hungry again. So, the souls have been eaten, and the jungle's now secure. Yep. Yep, the lions are full. Take some damn Pepto, greedy big cats. My big cats are greedy. And they was hunting for those three. Yeah, I didn't throw them all. I threw Derek Chauvin in there. But
yo, Larry, man, you think you can sing the song?
Okay, so we just gone in the show. If nobody tells you that they love you today, I do. We're gonna end the show with Joe Little, the late great Buddy Banks, and everybody else with the Rude Boys written all over your face. Buddy Banks got an award. Shout out to him. He was my organ player at my church at Sure House Baptist. But we out of here. If nobody tells you they love you today, I do. We love you. Peace, love, and air grease. We out of here.
You don't have to say a word.
of May.
Yes.
How is everybody out there in Radio Land?
Wonderful.
We are so happy to be here, and we're glad that you are here. We're glad that God has woken you up and everybody else up, and we're glad that we are still in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord. So, Minister Pitts, what has been going on since the last time we were here?
Got my prescription for my glasses. So, in a month or two, I'll be able to get my new glasses.
All right.
And I'll be able to really see
better.
Instead, see a lot better.
Amen.
And also, I'll tell you what I made a couple days ago. Brussels sprouts, grilled chicken, and a light salad with leaf spinach, tomatoes, cheese, and green leaves from a lettuce, onions, and green peppers.
All right. Sounds good.
Nice. And a little wine vinegar dressing.
So how's Mom doing?
She's doing good.
Anything else?
I noticed when I went into